Hello, hello, my beautiful creatives, Francesca here. And this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and we feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration. So take your time to grab your coffee, light up a candle or an incense, put on your favorite music, and let's just begin. In our last episode, we introduced the topic of core negative beliefs. And today, we are inspired to continue this semi series dedicated to exploring all of these in greater details. That of negative beliefs, it's really my field of expertise. If I should tell you what my specialty was, other than theater and creative writing, was really self-devaluation and disbelief on my own capacities. All of this now is all under the bridge, and I managed to get out of that in some way, and I want to tell you how I did it and what I discovered through my own experience. So I think it's good to start first with analyzing and debunking some of the usual stuff that psychologists and new agers say about this delicate topic. In order to get rid of negative beliefs, according to this kind of people, we need to proceed through different steps. Let's have a look at them together. Today, we will explore step number one, identifying negative beliefs. Well, there isn't much to say about this particular topic. It is commonly believed that the first step in overcoming core negative beliefs is becoming aware of them. This is the common starting point, and we all agree on that. Without getting conscious of your negative beliefs and how they act on you, there is no possible healing. I would even go so far as to say that the simple fact of becoming aware of being influenced by limiting beliefs is already a very early success. In fact, a very large part of the people affected by this kind of beliefs, that is, in my humble opinion, the entire world population, even if in different degrees, but well, those people don't even know they're under their influence. They find it normal harboring certain kind of thoughts about themselves. The healing process begins when one realizes that it can be different and starts wondering how to fix the matter. So this step is all about realizing in detail which beliefs are limiting us and how. By being conscious of what our negative beliefs are and how they control us, we can come to a point where we can manage them, at least to a certain degree. But this is not enough. In order to heal ourselves from them, we need to completely get rid of them. A negative belief is not just a thought. It's a thick energy made of thoughts and emotions and memories that has been magnetized and solidified in certain areas of our bodies, both on the physical and subtle levels. We need to remove that trapping energy because it causes us pain and doesn't allow us to evolve at our fullest potential. So it's beneficial to take note of thoughts and emotions that surface in our consciousness and put them down on paper. Until here, we all agree on that. I personally start to disagree on the common telling according to which, for getting rid of negative beliefs, one must know where they come from and why they are present. I won't delve into the reasons why I don't feel it is like that. I can only assure you I had my personal direct experience. Or better, what I can share with you is that I found a viable way out when I stumbled upon Mother's words on the topic. Words that offered me a total different approach. You may already know she taught that dwelling on the past only perpetuates our suffering, and that the work must be done at an energetic level, not the mental or psychological. This resonated with me, as I was already sensitive to the energy and the subtle bodies at those times, I'm talking about 20, 25 years ago. I could feel that there were areas of stagnant energy in my being, and it took me many years and a lot of experimentation to finally find the solution I was looking for. Energy work was the key. But as I told you, it took me many years before I could find a definite practical solution. And I found it here, in Oroville. I found it in Matri Mandir, or better, in the inner chamber. And after many years of constant presence in the inner chamber and work with some healers, I finally met someone that works specifically with the memories of the cells. And she miraculously helped me to let go of that blocked energy once and for all. I'm talking about a personal, direct, true experience. And here's the important part. That healer told me that I was able to let go because my consciousness was ready for this. So, what I'm telling you now is that you have to prepare yourself in order to release that energy. It doesn't happen overnight. And how do you prepare for something like this? I can tell you that in my case, most of the work has been done by mother in the inner chamber. But if you are one that doesn't fit to this kind of practice and prefer to search for other solutions, I can share with you how creative writing and creative pursuits in general have contributed in the process of cleansing. But all of this is material for the next episode. So till next time, folks. Before, please remember that if you're interested in discovering more about creative writing art form, I invite you to visit my website, Gate of Dreams. On this platform, you will find a wide range of resources and prompts that are designed to inspire and ignite your creative spirit. From introspective exercises to fun and explorative prompts, you'll find everything you need to take your writing skills to the next level. Simply head to the description below to learn more and start your creative journey today at gatedreams.com. Well, enjoy your writing then. Catch you later, Oroville. Peace.